The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. This is The Savage Nation. You can check out our website. It's michaelsavage.com. And also join the discussion, 1-855-400-7282. It's only ironic today, 70th anniversary of D-Day, the invasion of Normandy. I think an event that in many ways almost defines courage, bravery, and yet today it shows just how far we have fallen with the current administration. How far, how ironic, 70 years ago, young men sent off basically on a suicide mission to save the world, go in, liberate the French, turn around the war, and here it is, 70 years later. Who's in the White House? President Obama. What is the story of the week? Think of the week that this could have been for President Obama. How far we've come from President Reagan and what he did in 1984 and set the bar for the anniversary at Normandy. And now fast forward to today, where just last Saturday in the Rose Garden, the president celebrated a traitor, a defector, and a deserter. Now today on CNN, Susan Rice, President Obama's national security advisor. Now, she's the one had given full praise. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl took to the TV shows last Sunday, Sunday morning shows, and talked about him serving with honor and distinction. Think of that. How far. Someone who is really, the polar opposite of honor and distinction. If he is someone who served with honor and distinction, what would be an example of someone who didn't serve with honor and distinction? Let's hear. This is Susan Rice, National Security Advisor, today on this 70th anniversary, trying to explain her words regarding this traitor.
I provided the best information that the U.S. government had at the time. Parts of it turned out to be wrong. I regret that the information I was provided was wrong and that I delivered to the American people. That doesn't make me a liar. That makes me a public servant trying to say what we knew at the time. And when I gave that information, I caveated it and noted that it was what we knew then and there, but it could well change.
Folks, never admits a mistake was made. Who sent out, once again, it's the same person, Susan Rice. Who sent out her with the talking points this time? How embarrassing is this going to continue to be? What message does this send to the rest of the nation? And let's go back. It was less than a week ago, President of the United States in the Rose Garden, and here's how he described why we went in and made this trade with the Taliban.
His parents thought about him and prayed for him every single day, as did his sister Sky, who prayed for his safe return. He wasn't forgotten by his community in Idaho or the military, which rallied to support the Bergdahls through thick and thin. And he wasn't forgotten by his country, because the United States of America does not ever leave our men and women in uniform behind.
Doesn't leave them behind. What about someone that deserted? What about someone that, according to reports that are coming out, maybe even was a defector? Maybe even was allowed to carry a gun at times, became more of like an accepted fellow with the Taliban. How about Bergdahl was reported happily playing soccer with the Taliban, taking part in AK-47 target practice? That doesn't sound like a captured prisoner of war. That doesn't sound like a POW trying to get back with his unit. That doesn't sound like an American fighting for his life. And what is the result now? One of the five Taliban leaders, this came out on NBC today, freed from Guantanamo in return for Sergeant Bo Bergdahl's release, has pledged to return to fight Americans in Afghanistan. Continued the fight and fight American forces there. Now, last Saturday, in that Rose Garden, the first tip-off, we heard from the father of the traitor. We heard from the father of the deserter, of the defector. We heard from the father who, in their own hometown, canceled the celebration. There's no big happy return to his hometown in Idaho. They canceled it. The first clue, the father speaking so his son could understand him.
I'd like to say to Bo right now, who's having trouble speaking English, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Zayabayem. I'm your father, Bo.
What an absolute disgrace. 1-855-400-7282. You know what's pathetic is the president, this whole 70th anniversary of Normandy has been overshadowed by the events of this White House. And this is going to go on for weeks. This is going to go on for months. And it should. A full investigation. The White House thought, what, we were all going to celebrate this hero coming home? He wasn't a POW. He's not a hero. And despite what Susan Rice says, he did not serve with distinction. And as much as the Obama White House is trying to say, we need to wait till he gets back, we need to hear his side of the story, what part of the story do you need to hear? What about the men from his own platoon? What about the men that were lost? What about the fact that now there's a tourist taken captive in North Korea? Now the United States, our citizens are at risk. Our military is at risk. Everyone is suddenly at risk because the word goes out that we will make a deal with terrorists. We will. This time it was 5-1. Why not up the ante from there? Think how embarrassing. And think of today, the President of the United States there in Normandy. I saw a headline, Wall Street Journal, Putin takes Normandy. Who's the real commander now? As all the nations gather, who's in command? As if we didn't look soft before. Think of what those young Americans went through 70 years ago. The bravery, selfish, completely unselfish in getting in. We didn't have to go in there. We didn't have to, the lives that were lost on that one day to try to save. And how far we have fallen now that Bo Bergdahl is what serves in this administration, serves as an example, according to Susan Rice, of someone that serves with honor and distinction. Now, I've spoken with many different members of the military, and especially their families, and they talk about, almost to the person, that impeachment proceedings should start on this president. The fact that, why? Why should we risk lives? Why should we have gone in and let the Taliban be in command as all this is going on? Hey, he left. He deserted. He was not a POW. He is not someone that served with distinction. He is not someone that deserved that we should trade five Taliban members who are now laughing at the United States, saying they can't wait to get back and start to fight us again in Afghanistan. What message does this send to the world as the White House tries to spin this and say this was in our best interest, or put him as a POW that couldn't be left behind, like in Black Hawk Down, where you truly had Americans that we'd want to leave behind, or in different battles that we've had? And on all days, think of the men that gave their life that never would have been acting in this way. How they must feel looking down and watching this president trying to make excuses for someone who basically, as Charles Krautheimer writes, he could have been a defector working with the other side. That's not, we don't leave anyone behind. That's not someone who we're going back to save someone that bravely served in battle. That is not going back and doing what's in the best interest. That is not the American policy. We're in Afghanistan for a reason. We have been in Afghanistan for a reason. What an absolute low. You know, in many ways, I'm actually glad that this happened. And this happened leading up to the events of the anniversary of D-Day. Because it shows just how far and what a difference life under President Obama compared to life in the greatest generation, compared to other presidents that understood what service meant, how valuable, how the United States does not negotiate with terrorists, how we are not going to cater to the Taliban, how we're not going to be intimidated by these people, how we have to protect our troops and do what's best for them at all times. We're going to talk about it today. If you want to reflect on the importance of this day, if maybe there's someone listening and a family member served, I'd love to hear their story. If you were someone who is listening that was actually there on that beach on that day, I'd love to hear your story today. 1-855-400-7282. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. We're going to come back and continue with your phone calls. This is The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com.
Hey. Certainly, anybody who's been held in those conditions in captivity for 5 years has paid an extraordinary price. But that is really not the point. The point is that he's back. He's going to be safely reunited with his family. He served the United States with honor and distinction. And we'll have the opportunity eventually to learn what has transpired in the past years. But what's most important now is his health and well-being, that he have the opportunity to recover in peace and security and be reunited with his family.
That is National Security Advisor Susan Rice speaking about Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. You're listening to The Savage Nation. Our phone number, 1-855-400-7282. Now, as you know, Bo Bergdahl, the traitor, the deserter, is from Haley, Idaho. And let's go to the phones. Joining us right now, listening on KKOB, is Bob from Haley, Idaho. Bob, you're on The Savage Nation. Hello, Bob.
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for taking the call.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I just, you know, it's a great little town up here, and I would love to just have this to be a, you know, hero's welcoming. But everybody, I mean, all the fronts of the stores have this picture up, and he's coming home, and he's free. And it's like, are they so oblivious to what really happened to all the real soldiers that gave their lives for him to run away? You know, it's sad to me because, you know, I come from a long family of military. I never got a chance to serve, unfortunately, but... you know, you look at the people around you and you just think they're just so blind. And the worst thing is we got a real soldier down in Mexico who we can't go get out.
That's right.
Because they made a wrong turn, you know, and you can't tell them we can't send some boys down there and knock on the door saying, look, and we let all their illegals come in, all the criminals, we just keep coming back in, we'll let you in. It blows my mind.
Baba, the sign's still up and his picture's still up. I mean, we had heard that they had canceled the Welcome Home celebration. Are these signs still up?
Well, they just went up. I mean, because I was driving around looking, and they just all went up in the past 3 or 4 days. And you got to realize this part of the country, it's real liberal. You know, I mean, they just scoff at the whole, you know, the whole service, you know, and serving the country, and thinking that, you know, someone could really do something wrong from this town, you know. So it's pretty left up here, unfortunately.
Well, Bob, thank you for the call. Yeah, but if anything, though, this is really going down along partisan divide. For people that feel this was completely wrong to make this trade to get this guy. Emily is listening to us on WABC. Emily, welcome. You're talking to John DePietro on The Savage Nation.
Hi, John DePietro.
Hi, Emily.
Well, with all due respect, I really think you need to wake up. Bo is a hero. His brave actions really spoke for many Americans who are against this war. I feel like most soldiers, they don't even have the guts to speak up and say that war is wrong. We didn't belong there, and I salute President Obama for treating him with the respect that he deserves. And
well,
one last thing, if I can say.
Go ahead.
Welcome home, Bo.
Well, welcome home to where? Maybe back to Afghanistan. Emily, you're wrong. He is not a hero, and maybe there are soldiers that are against war, but they don't turn on their country. And think of, thank you for the call, Emily. Think of the soldiers, folks, 70 years ago today and what they faced going into battle. Welcome home, Bo. He is a hero. Yeah, he's a hero, maybe in the Obama army. But what if all of our troops were that way? And as far as soldiers, I want to remind people, this is an all-volunteer army that we have. He enlisted. This is not even a matter of someone drafted. If he wanted to go over and fight with the Taliban, he should have just done that. He didn't need to join our forces and then be a traitor and be a deserter and have American lives now endangered because of this swap. I completely disagree with that caller. Ralph is listening on WABC. Ralph, this is John DePietro, and you're on the Savage Nation. Hello, Ralph.
Well, John, this rogue soldier had to be brought home. I can't stand his M.O. He's no hero in my book. And, of course, any thinking person would realize that a man who deserts is no hero, no nothing like that. So don't get me wrong. But now Obama was put in a situation, John, where he had to act. You cannot, John. Now think about this. Try to see the other side. You cannot leave a soldier behind. I don't care about his desertion stature.
Ralph,
I don't care anything
Ralph,
about it.
What about leaving a defector behind? What about if he's a defector, then it would have been within our jurisdiction to even have him killed. What about that, Ralph? You're not talking about a soldier. You're not talking about a prisoner of war. You're talking about someone where they're saying cooperated with the enemy. 1-855-400-7282. This is John DePietro sitting in, and this is The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
I'm never surprised by controversies that are whipped up in Washington. Right? That's par for the course. But I'll repeat what I said 2 days ago. We have a basic principle. We do not leave anybody wearing the American uniform behind. We had a prisoner of war whose health had deteriorated, and we were deeply concerned about it, and we saw an opportunity, and we seized it, and I make no apologies for that.
Leave no man behind. What about a member of the Taliban? That's President Obama. You're listening to the Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for the one and only Dr. Michael Savage. You can join the program 1-855-400-7282. Our website is michaelsavage.com. How about the new documents that show U.S. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl reportedly even allowed to carry a gun at times, accepted amongst his Taliban supposed captors, even taking part in AK-47 target practice, and even frequently proclaiming Shalom, the Arabic word for peace. Is that what that our National Security Advisor, Susan Rice, is that what she means by serving with honor and distinction? Maybe we should have clarified which side he was serving with honor and distinction. Does she mean the Taliban, or does she mean the Americans? Shannon is listening on WBAP in Dallas. Shannon, welcome. This is John DePietro, and you're on the Savage Nation.
Oh, hi, John. You know, Obama had no problem trading these five murderous Taliban for one deserter, but he's forgotten about our Marine that the Mexicans are holding hostage in a prison there. And I would suggest, you know, in the spirit of his trade, I'd suggest, you know, maybe he could trade 20 million illegal Mexican aliens by our one hostage. And, you know, that seems pretty fair trade to me. They get their citizens back, you know. we get our Marines. So
that sounds like a great trade to me, Shannon. Shannon, you know that could probably be one phone call from the administration and would set him free, someone who is sitting right now in custody in Mexico, fear of violence, fear of even prison, sexual assault. One, do you see any effort from the administration to get him free?
And that's real curiosity, this great concern and no man left behind and all that, and trading with the Taliban. But our neighbor, who I would think is our ally, or, you know, purports to be our ally, one phone call should do it, but yet there's no interest in doing that. Isn't that curious?
I like the trade, Shannon. So you give us back our one Marine, and we'll give you the 20 illegals that are in the country. Thank you for the call, Shannon. Sam is calling from Lexington, Kentucky. Sam's on the Savage Nation. Hello, Sam. Sharon is listening. Sharon, you're next on the Savage Nation. Hello, Sharon. Hello, Sharon. Go right ahead.
To save this particular soldier, because he's every bit as sympathetic to the Taliban as Obama himself is. They both want to close Guantanamo Bay and free all the Guantanamo prisoners. Obama had ample opportunity not to leave the three brave Marines and the ambassador in Benghazi behind, but he chose to do so. So I don't, is, you know, all that. What he's trying to come up with, what he had to do, what he had to do. No, that's crap. It's something behind this. I wouldn't be surprised if it's some kind of scheming going on.
Sharon, do you believe him to be a prisoner of war? Is that someone that sounds like a prisoner of war to you, who leaves their post and joins the other side and then renounces their own country? Does that sound to you like a prisoner of war?
No, not at all. And I would go as far as saying that I believe he did collaborate with the Taliban. He probably told them where to set up the IEDs, knowing that the other soldiers would come looking for him, you know, trying to save him. And, you know, he would turn on them and pull this vicious stunt. You know, him nor Obama don't have any type of regard for this country.
Sharon, Susan Rice said that he served with honor and distinction. Does that sound to you like someone who served with honor and distinction?
Not at all. I wouldn't be surprised if he, you know, if he might have been scheming from the beginning, because I thought that was a very low-down thing what he did, and I wouldn't call that honorable at all.
No, thank you for the call, Sharon. If anything, he does sound more and more like a defector. Now, the White House, they're trying to say, all right, everybody, hold on. Let's get all the facts. They certainly didn't have that attitude last Saturday. They certainly didn't have that attitude in the Rose Garden. They certainly didn't have that attitude when they were calling him a hero and saying he served with honor and distinction and there's going to be a big welcome home party. They didn't seem to be waiting for any facts then. What an absolute disgrace. What do you think? The president was supposedly speaking just for a few minutes away from microphones with Putin today. What do you think Putin was saying to him? Who are you trading today? What's on the block today? Who are you trading? Boy, you really showed them. Boy, the Taliban. I mean, can you imagine? Putin must have been laughing to himself. Saul is next, listening on WABC in New York. Saul, you're on with John DePietro on the Savage Nation. Hello, Saul.
John, it's a great show on a great day. And let's never forget also, 72 years ago, June 4th and June 5th, the Battle of Midway. The American pilots at Midway were battlefield warriors, the turning point in the war in the South Pacific. Never forget Midway. D-Day, the boys there, the American boys there are unbelievable. If you look at their faces, at the pictures, they're babies. They're just kids. If you look at those faces, those are young guys there. But the truth is, and we have to take a healthy dose of the truth to really square away the problem. Releasing these prisoners, Taliban and Al-Qaeda, what I call not a prison, they were on a Caribbean vacation because they were getting the best health care, better than our D-Day guys were getting in this country. They were getting the best food, they were getting served, their menus, everything they wanted was done to a T. But they've been releasing these prisoners from Guantanamo Bay, from the Bush and the Obama administrations. And those Taliban and Al-Qaeda have returned to the battlefield to kill our American boys. Just look at the whole thing. The guy who blew up Pan Am Flight 101, released. The guy who shot the Pope, released. The prisoners in Guantanamo Bay, released. Folks, you got to wake up. There's no real war on terror.
Thank you for the call. 1-855-400-SAVAGE. 1-855-400-7282. If you'd like to call into the program, if you can hear my voice, you could call in. I'd like to talk to you on this D-Day. I'll tell you someone who hasn't forgotten are actually the French. How about this story out of the Washington Post? 1 million rose petals dropped in the Statue of Liberty. 1 million rose petals fell on the Statue of Liberty today. Token of thanks from the French for helping to end Hitler's grip on Europe. The French Will Never Forget organization dropped the petals with the help of two helicopters midday to commemorate the 70th anniversary of D-Day. And how about that hero, George Campia, 89 years old, 1944, landed in Normandy as a soldier assigned to the 84th Graves Registration Unit. I spent the next few years going from France to Germany helping to bury people. He was headed to Normandy for today. This week he received a call from the White House, who said they knew he'd be over in France during D-Day, wondered if he would attend a private meeting the White House was arranging for veterans with President Obama. George thought for a while and concluded he just couldn't. Think of that. It's not that we don't want to respect the Commander-in-Chief. It's just he makes it so hard to do so. I couldn't convince myself to do it. Now, there is someone that stands up for principle. There is someone that served with distinction. There is someone that knows what it's all about. Let's go to Vivian, listening in Albuquerque. Vivian, this is John DePietro, and you're on the Savage Nation, as I'm sitting in for Michael Savage. Hello, Vivian.
Yes, I was going to say that my father was one of the greatest generation. He served in World War II in the Pacific. Pardon me, I'm about to cry. But this Bergdahl. He's a traitor. He's committed high treason, and he deserted us. He left the base several times, and Obama is a disgrace to our country, and all the veterans that have served and are serving, he is a disgrace to them and our nation. We had one of the last code talkers of the 29 Navajo code talkers. This man, he was underage. He volunteered to join the Army and fought World War II, and he was honored here in New Mexico, you know, before he died, and he was honored again after dying. Imagine what he has to say about Obama. Think about that, and that's a Bergdahl guy. It's just too much. I'm about to lose my mind. I can't believe our country.
Well, thank you for the call, Vivian. I mean, it's not our country, but it is definitely, I mean, what a disgrace. And of all weeks and of all days, you know, in many ways, though, let the world, let everyone see really what this administration is about. Let's go to John, who's listening on KSFO. John, you're next on the Savage Nation. Hello, John.
Yeah, hi, John. You know, it takes traitors to overthrow a country, and I think we see the traitors from our politicians, guys like Obama. We see them in the media, the mass media. We see them in Hollywood. You know, and the problem is, I don't mind if they want to go into darkness, but I'm not going with them in the darkness. And all these fellow travelers, that's where they're headed, and they want to bring the country with us. And I think we got to... I don't know what it's going to take for the people to wake up, but something's really got to happen. They can't tell that this guy's a traitor at the top. We got some serious problems.
Thank you for the call, John. 1-855-400-7282. And what is the Taliban saying? Oh, we're going to attack the Americans again. We're going to attack them. We're going to attack them in Afghanistan. And tell Bo that if he wants to come back and fight with us, he's always welcome. Eileen is listening in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Eileen, you're next with John DePietro on the Savage Nation. Hello, Eileen.
Hi, how are you doing?
Very well. Go right ahead, Eileen.
Okay, John, one thing I'd like to say, my father served in World War II. I have an older brother who served in Vietnam, and I am also a Vietnam vet.
Thank you for your service, Eileen.
We've got a history in my family. One of the things that I noticed when Bo was sitting in the truck and he was blinking and looking around, they said, oh, that's because he's had some kind of a blindfold on. I was looking, I said, no, he's shedding tears.
Yep.
He's shedding tears. He's leaving the place he loves.
He's leaving his friends and family that he considers to be his family.
That's it. They're sending him home. They're sending him away from his family.
Eileen, can you imagine? How about the six men that lost their lives looking for him, Eileen? And Eileen, do you consider, is this someone that served with distinction? Is he worth the trade?
No, I think they actually came to him and said, you know, you now have a chance to once again serve us and serve the Muslim faith. Just please, you know, we're going to trade you for some of the guys hiding out in Guantanamo Bay. And he said yes.
Eileen, thank you for the call, Eileen. 1-855-400-7282. Our website is michaelsavage.com. You can also follow me on Twitter. If you're on Twitter, it's John DePietro, no I's, DePietro, John DePietro Show on Twitter. We're going to come back and take more of your phone calls on this 70th anniversary of D-Day. We have fallen so far from that heroic day. It's all ahead. This is the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The tide has turned. The free men of the world are marching together to victory. I have full confidence in your courage, devotion to duty, and skill in battle. We will accept nothing less than full victory. Good luck. And let us all beseech the blessing of Almighty God upon this great and noble undertaking.
That is incredible. Welcome. You're listening to the Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage on what I consider to be a holy day. And that is D-Day, the anniversary, the 70th anniversary. You can be part of our program at 1-855-400-7282. Dan is next on line 9, listening on WMAL. Dan, you're on the Savage Nation. Hello, Dan.
Hi, great job filling in. I just wanted to say why I think Bird Dawley is a hero, and he is demonstrating the president's foreign policy strategy and military strategy. If we just lay down our weapons, surrender to the enemy, and convert to Islam, they won't chop our heads off. And that lack of violence is tantamount to peace.
Yeah, that sounds like a big plan. Sounds like a great plan, Dan. I don't think that's what we're about. No, I think the words of General Eisenhower had it right, with the eyes of the world upon us. We'll take your calls, 1-855-400-7282. I think he's a deserter. I don't think he was worth it. And I think we have fallen a long way.
Savage. Hot Talk 560 KSFO. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
1-855-400-SAVAGE. The phone number is 1-855-400-7282. This is The Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. You can check out our website, MichaelSavage.com. What a difference in 70 years. 70 years ago today, on this D-Day anniversary, as the American forces did probably the greatest thing ever one group of people ever did for another group of people. The lives of so many Americans lost, however, all in an effort to stop the Nazis, to save the world. And then 70 years later, what an absolute disgrace. The actions going on by our government, by our president, claiming that this traitor, that this deserter, possibly even a defector, of how he's being described as serving his country, as Susan Rice said, with honor, not serving. There's no way. That is not someone that was serving his country with honor. You know, I was talking to a hero earlier today, and over the years I've interviewed different brave men that were there 70 years ago. And the one thing that they've told me is, or this one particular man said, John, you know, the one thing that isn't captured, whether it be a movie like The Longest Day or the opening scene of Saving Private Ryan, the one thing that they didn't fully capture that he remembered so vividly and so fortunate to get away on that day with his life, he said was the smell. They were so sick in a rough ride, riding over there on basically a death mission, a suicide mission, bullets being fired at him. He said, you know, Hollywood has captured a lot of the explosions, but you can't capture the smell. The smell of fire, the smell of gunpowder, the smell of the stench in the sea, the smell of the burning flesh of someone that was just next to you, the smell of vomit at all these brave heroes that went in. And now fast forward 70 years later, where we have this defector, where we have a president tries to pass it off as leave no man behind. He is not a POW. He is not a hero. He did not serve with honor and distinction. What an absolute disgrace. And I'm glad that people are speaking up. I'm glad that we're seeing people outraged at the way this administration tries to frame this whole thing. Let's go back to your call, starting on line one with Donna, who's listening on WMAL. Donna, welcome. You're on the Savage Nation, and this is John DePietro. Hello, Donna.
Yes, hello, John. Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome.
I first of all just want to say God bless the greatest generation ever, and we'll never forget them. And we have a lot of work to do with this next generation. My opinion, with all due respect to the leftist callers, is that it's time they stop drinking the propagandist Alinsky poison by enabling these destroyers of our country. And by the way, you know, they'll be victims sooner or later by joining the useful idiot brigade. So, you know, I truly believe that this, I don't even want to call him a citizen. I believe this guy is a deserter or a defector, more specifically a homegrown terrorist, who likely trained with the Taliban for the last 5 years. And that's what they're trying so hard not to disclose to the American people. But it's in plain sight. And
I think it is, Donna. Thank you for the call. You know, and Rudy Giuliani spoke out today, and I think he's exactly right. Let's hear Rudy Giuliani talking about the state of the White House right now. And I want you to listen, because I think he captures it very, very accurately.
So they all knew the questionable circumstances of Bergdahl. I think the White House has made the situation for Bergdahl much worse. So take a guy who left under questionable circumstances where there are allegations of desertion, and to put his family in the White House.
Good point.
And to make it look like this great hero is coming back, horribly handled by a White House that I believe is in a state of panic.
I think exactly right. And think how embarrassing that is. This is a White House in a state of panic. You go back to 70 years ago, that was a White House in command. That was a White House leading the world out of what had happened. Let's go to line 7. Karen, who's listening on WABC in New York. Karen, welcome. You're on the Savage Nation, and this is John DePietro. Hello, Karen.
Hi. Listen, to me, this is life imitating art. This is a combination of Wag the Dog and Homeland. And I wouldn't be surprised if this guy, I'm willing to suspend some disbelief because I don't know what I would do, captured, if he truly was captured. Sometimes you have to do what you have to do to stay alive. But to forget English and to actually convert, you can convert, you know, it could look like it, doesn't have to be true. And I'm just not so sure, but, you know, look what happened in Homeland, a sleeper.
That is exactly right, Karen. Thank you for the call. Brody came back, and what did Kerry say? We got to watch him. And she was exactly right. But the thing about this, and I want you to keep this in mind, this was not a prisoner of war. This is someone that, by all accounts, walked away. This is someone, as Charles Krauthammer points out, basically could have been a defector. And if that is the case, then he's fair game. Charles Krauthammer writes, free him, then try him. What is with Susan Rice on the Sunday morning talk shows? Honor and distinction? Strong evidence he deserted his unit, and the search for him endangered his fellow soldiers. We don't negotiate with terrorists. Administration did not give Congress 30-day notice. And on top of that, the Taliban release endangers national security. If he's a defector, join the enemy to fight against this country. He deserves no freeing. Instead, he deserves killing.
He served the United States with honor and distinction.
Yeah, deserve honor and distinction. I don't think so. Let's go to line 10. John is listening on WMAL. John, you're on the Savage Nation. Hello, John.
John, thanks for taking my call. Heartfelt thanks from a naval aviator of 17 years to all our heroes who passed 70 years ago today. Thank you so much for their service. I'll try to be brief, but I'm going to be a little emotional. I apologize. The bottom line is the President of the United States released 5 murders. The risk of our country and our citizens is now at risk, is now in danger. That's what we need to realize. Okay, and I want to know when there's going to be an elected official and a public servant who has the courage to stand up and say, politics aside, this is wrong, and I'm willing to stand forth and impeach this president. John, I raised my hand 17 years ago, and I took an oath to protect the Constitution against enemies, foreign and domestic. Enough is enough. This country needs to wake up, and we need to do something about it. Thank you, sir, for taking my call.
Thank you for the call, John, and thank you for your service. Let's go to line 6. Abe is listening in Santa Fe on KKOB. Abe, this is John DePietro, and you're on the Savage Nation. Hello, Abe.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Just want to echo what was just said. I was actually in Khost, Afghanistan at the time this all happened, and he was a deserter at the time, and that's what we were instructed. We were locked down on our base. A lot of people were spun up to search for him. From where I was even, to find this guy. But what an overshadow of, you know, we're talking about 70 years ago, the best of our country, and it's being overshadowed by the absolute worst. And there's 2 points I want to make, and what motivated me to call are a few of your callers that were calling in saying that this guy's a hero, that he was brave and stood up.
Yes.
Well, let me tell you something. You know, there's 2 things you do when you raise your hand. You know, you swear an oath to the Constitution, but you also swear an oath to your brothers, you know.
Right.
You swear an oath that you're going to be a link in the chain that is going to be strong so that the whole unit can function properly together.
That's right, Abe.
He disobeyed. He just, the basic warrior code he broke. The fact that he's called a sergeant is just insulting. And that he broke that just basic trust with his men. The second he walked off, you know, nobody wants to be in war. You know, you want to be in war until you experience it for the first time. I didn't want to be holding men's hands as they died while my daughter was being born back home. Nobody wants to be there. But you made a commitment and you serve it honorably, despite the fact of what's easy and what you can do. So, you know, these guys that would call him a hero for what he did, for standing up for what he believes in, it's just the absolute insult to anybody that served.
Excellent call, Abe. Thank you for the call. 1-855-400-7282. Chris is on line 9. He's listening in Dallas on WBAP. Chris, you're on the Savage Nation. Hello, Chris.
Yeah, I just wanted to say in the same spirit as the last couple of callers, you know, we still need to release one more. His name's Obama. To the Afghanistan.
I don't know if that trade is up. I like an earlier caller that said, thank you for the call, Chris. How about we trade the Marine that's in Mexico for 20 million illegals back to them? Let's go to line 3. Mike is listening on WMAL. Mike, this is John DePietro, and you're on the Savage Nation. Hello, Mike.
Hi, thanks, John, for taking my call.
Very welcome.
I'm going to preface everything I say with I'm pro-military, and so is my family. My father served in World War II. I had two brothers in Vietnam, and I served for 24 years.
Wow. Thank you for your service.
I'm getting on train with three of your previous callers that I wish you would pull up the oath and read it to your listeners so that those people that's coming on and claiming this young man as a hero, that they can see how he truly and clearly broke his oath. I've heard reports that two soldiers passed away in attempts to try to get this young man back. How about all the people that passed away when they were catching the five retainees from Guantanamo Bay?
That's right.
Let's take a look at the big picture there.
That's right. And what do you think of National Security Advisor Susan Rice saying that he served with honor and distinction?
Makes me sick.
He served the United States with honor and distinction.
And on top of that, what was with the Rose Garden ceremony with his parents as treating an American hero coming home?
Well, that was going to be my next comment, John. One thing I hope that is being looked at, you know the old saying, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree?
Yes.
He makes the hair on my neck ring.
Who, the father?
Yes.
Yeah. How about when he talked? Let's hear when the father said he wanted to talk to his son in code.
I'd like to say to Bo right now, who's having trouble speaking English, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Zayabayim. I'm your father, Bo.
He served the United States with honor and distinction.
What do you think of that?
It's just unreal. The speech therapists are all saying you would not lose your primary language in 5 years.
That's right. Thank you for the call. 1-855-400-SAVAGE or 1-855-400-7282. Our website is michaelsavage.com. You can find me on Facebook. It's John DePietro hyphen radio. Click the like button. Also, Twitter is John DePietro Show. We're going to come back with more. This is John DePietro, and you're listening to the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com.
I've seen two videos. One was the one they showed us last night from December of last year, where he appeared to be, maybe even drugged, but appeared to not be with it, but was still conscious and looking around. And the other one I saw was him walking unaided with the Taliban to the helicopter that brought him home. So he did not look as if he was in critical condition or in a life-threatening condition, at least not to me.
He served the United States with honor and distinction.
That is Senator Eikson, also Susan Rice, continuing the administration's line that this was someone, not a traitor, not a deserter, but instead, as you heard, served his country with honor and distinction. You're tuned to the Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. You can join our program 1-855-400-7282. As far as the five members of the Taliban, well, one of them, after arriving in Qatar, what has he said? Oh, I plan to go back and fight the American forces there. I insist I will be going back to Afghanistan to fight the American forces there. Let's go to line five. Rick, he's listening in Boise. Rick, you're on the Savage Nation. This is John DePietro. Hello, Rick. Rick on line four. I'm sorry. Rick on line four.
All right. 100% agree with you on the detainees. That was a travesty, and it puts every person in the military as well as citizens abroad in danger. It's a continuous course of dishonesty and corruption from this administration. And I see the Bergdahl situation. That town is 3 hours from where we live. As a total distraction that due process can take care of, and it'll all come out and it'll all be taken care of, but it's a distraction from Obama's destructive agenda for this land, for this nation, for our Constitution. I think that's where we ought to be focusing and identifying who the traitors on a much larger scale are.
Well, you raise a very good point. And how about there's a story, the men serving with Sergeant Bergdahl forced to sign non-disclosure agreements after he was taken. Practice meant to conceal certain details government claims could aid in the sergeant's rescue, along the same lines not releasing all the details about a string of murders. Add suspicious nature of this story. We'll talk more about WBAP. Steve, this is John DePietro, and you're in the Savage Nation.
Thank you. I'd like to speak with John.
This is John. Go right ahead, Steve. You're on the air. I'm sitting in for Michael Savage. Go ahead, Steve.
All right, John. This is Jill, and I'm calling. I'm a 21-year retired veteran, Vietnam vet, and my father was Purple Heart during D-Day. And I'm going to tell you what I think. What I think is happening is I think this young man's going to come back to America. Something's going to happen with him. And we're going to hear about him 2 years down the road like a sleeper cell.
Well, we're going to find out. Stay tuned. More of your phone calls coming up on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
A peace invulnerable to the schemings of unworthy men. And a peace that will let all men live in freedom. Thy will be done, Almighty God.
Prayer of FDR. Boy, the atheists must have hated hearing that. You're listening to the Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. Our phone number 1-855-400-7282 or 1-855-400-SAVAGE on the 70th anniversary of the D-Day invasion. Let's go to line one. Trina is listening on WSB in Georgia. Trina, you're on the Savage Nation. Hello.
Hi. I want to let you know that I'm a conservative and pretty much changing into an independent. And I didn't vote for anybody, the president. But I don't agree with what is going on with this young man. I mean, I had some situations, I'm not going to talk about it, that had to do with a young man. And he, once one guy says one thing, they follow the leader. It's just like a fire blaze. It's just one person says one thing and they all say one thing.
Well, Trina, what part about this traitor, this deserter, this possibly defective Bergdahl, what part of his treatment are you saying that you don't like, that you disagree with? Which part?
Wait a minute. He has not gone before a tribunal. He could have wandered off. Could he have not wandered off? Could he not gotten lost?
Well, that's not the information that we have, Trina. I think if you wander off, the enemy would not give you a weapon. I think if you wandered off, you wouldn't teach them badminton. I think if you wandered off, you wouldn't be crying then when the Apache lands to pick you up. Did you see that video of him getting picked up? Did he seem like an American that was happy to be going home?
Hey, 5 years, honey. 5 years. There's no telling what went on with this young man. What if this was your son?
No. You would hope. Thank you for the call, Trina. You would hope that you don't have a son that turns out to be a traitor, a deserter, who left his unit, who denounced his country, and then basically took up with the Taliban. Line two, Dan is listening on WMAL. Dan, you're next on the Savage Nation. Hello, Dan.
Hey, John. Thanks for taking my call. Basically, you know, my father was a part of the Greatest Generation also, and he passed away some years ago. I think he would turn over in his grave to see where this country is headed. And as far as these liberal women getting on here wanting to support Bo Bergdahl, I hope that he does get tried for treason or desertion. And instead of sending him to Leavenworth, Kansas, maybe they can send him back to Afghanistan. And they can go with him. And then maybe they can hook up with some of those terrorists over there and they can live under Sharia law. And then they might appreciate this country just a little bit better.
Dan, thank you for the call. 1-855-400-7282. He didn't seem to be happy to be going home. What about the different soldiers that served with him? What about the lives? What about the soldiers lost trying to find him? Amanda is on line three. She's listening on WABC in New York. Amanda, this is John DePietro sitting in on the Savage Nation. Hello, Amanda.
Hello, John. Thank you for taking my call.
Very welcome.
I'm calling about this man in the White House. He's the one. This is where all these dangerous conditions are stemming from. He's the one that should be dealt with. We've gone, thanks to the talk shows, we know everything that he's done. We know what direction he's coming from. We also know where he's been. His background, the people he socialized with. He has no resume. He really shouldn't have even been a candidate. And he's the one that should be. We as the people should realize that he only has a certain amount of time left. You can see the damage he's done for one man to this country.
That's right. And Amanda, thank you, Amanda. Folks, who knows? What do you think was Putin's reaction seeing Obama today? What do you think Putin's reaction is watching how he just stands there, how soft we are? Now we're doing deals with terrorists? Now we're doing 5-to-1 trades? What if they had held out a little bit more? 1-855-400-7282. I think it's a disgrace. And I think it's ironic that this falls on this day. And think of you're the U.S. president. Of all the moments he has, but you have the opportunity to be the commander-in-chief on this day, on the 70th anniversary of Normandy, when your country that you represent saved the world, and instead, you have that Rose Garden ceremony and try to convince us that this guy was a POW and a hero, whereas Susan Rice had served with honor and distinction. Just the opposite. Jerry, on line 5, is listening in Sacramento on KAHI. Jerry, this is John DePietro, and you're next on the Savage Nation. Hello, Jerry.
Hey, thank you, John. Thank you for taking my call. Yeah, I just wanted to call in and echo a few of those things. I do have a father who was a navigator and flew 51 missions over there, and he still is alive. He celebrates his 90th here in a couple weeks, and we're going to all celebrate it. And I got to tell you, I would almost be crying if I couldn't just control myself right now when these folks call in here and tell me that it would have been better if all these people would have just bailed out and said, we're not going to be part of this, and I'm just going to walk away. Can you just imagine what would have happened on D-Day if we would have had this attitude of this folk character?
Well, that's the whole thing, Jerry. Jerry, what do you think of these callers that have said he's a hero for standing up because he's anti-war? Hey, he is not a hero, and that is hardly the time to make a statement about being anti-war by being a deserter and leaving your platoon and denouncing your country, Jerry. That's not a hero.
Young man, and if they all would have just said, well, turn it around, we're not going any further, we're just going to desert this. Can you imagine where our country would be? And it's just shameful that they are out there and brainwashed by this administration and by the likes of Susan Rice.
Thank you for the call, Jerry. 1-855-400-7282. I love reading many of the stories about some of the veterans that made it to Normandy. How about 98-year-old Tony Piatt making the same journey took 70 years ago across the English Channel? He was a lieutenant of the 1st Royal Tank Regiment, part of the biggest seaborne invasion ever launched. He said, I sat on the deck of this Liberty ship coming over from German planes. He also had George Shankill, 92 years old, jumped into Normandy with a 508th Parachute Infantry Regiment. He's returned to visit the U.S. Cemetery above Omaha Beach. And a special, special day to all the Hawks out there and all the veterans and all those that support our armed forces. Noel on line 9 is listening on WMAL. Noel, this is John DePietro, and you're next on the Savage Nation. Hello, Noel.
Hello, sir. No, in the Rose Garden, which was totally appalling and disturbing to me that his dad would speak in a foreign language. What was equally disturbing to me was how big Obama's grin grew while he did that.
Isn't that amazing? Did you see that, Noel? Why was the president smiling when the father, and let's play for those listening that maybe they missed it. This is the father of this Bo Bergdahl when he takes the microphone. And think of this, right in our own Rose Garden, beamed out to the world, put out for propaganda uses. Listen to the father that claims that his son has forgotten how to speak English.
I'd like to say to Bo right now, who's having trouble speaking English, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Zayabayem. I'm your father, Bo. The people of Afghanistan, the same. The complicated nature of this recovery will never really be comprehended. To each and every single one who affected this in this country, in the service branches, at the State Department, throughout the whole of American government and around the world, at international governments around the world, thank you so much. We just can't communicate the words this morning when we heard from the president.
He served the United States with honor and distinction.
Complicated nature. You mean the fact he didn't want to leave? What complicated nature? How about him thanking the people of Afghanistan? You mean the people that have, the Taliban that kept him captive all these 5 years? Is that like thanking the camp counselors when you're picking up your kid at the end of the summer? What do you mean you want to thank the people of Afghanistan? How about the fact you're never going to get away with this? We're still going to track you down. There's nowhere that you can hide in this world. What do you mean the complicated nature? Les on line 10 is listening in Florida on WFTL. Les, you're next. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. Hello, Les.
John, thank you for taking my call. I basically want to make a big, broad statement. I want to know where my brothers and sisters are across this nation. I want to know why you aren't making your voices heard. I want to know why you're sitting back, idly watching this debacle, not only how this country is ran, but now on the day when we need to be honoring our vets, the story's being overshadowed by this deserter. You heard me right, deserter. Wake up, people. The destruction is coming from the inside out. You're too blind, you're too dumb, you're too stupid, you're not doing anything about it. Stand up, make your voices heard. God bless all of you that gave your lives for this nation. Thank you, John.
Thank you for the call, Les. I mentioned earlier Charles Krauthammer, who I think is brilliant, and his story, his column, excuse me, Free Him, Then Try Him. He writes, the swap itself remains nonetheless a very close call. I fully respect the president who rejected the deal as simply too unbalanced. What's impossible to respect is a president who makes this heart-wrenching deal, then does a victory lap in the Rose Garden as his senior officials declared a cause for celebration. The ever dutiful, ever clueless Susan Rice hailed an extraordinary day for America. Good God, this is no victory. This is a defeat, a concession to a miserable reality, a dirty deal. Perhaps necessary as a matter of principle, but to be carried out with regret, resignation. The Rose Garden stunt wasn't a messaging failure. It was a category error. The president seems oblivious to the gravity, indeed, the very nature of what he'd just done, which is why his stunned, troubled people are asking themselves what kind of man they have twice chosen to lead them. It's exactly right. Hello, Charles.
Hello, John. How are you?
Very well, Charles. Go right ahead.
Okay. Yes, thank you for this topic. You know, I have one thing to say before I continue my point. I don't want to see Barack Obama impeached. I want him to own this. I want Rush Limbaugh's words to resonate, hope he fails. I want to see him and all the Democrats fail before he gets out of office. My next point is the name Dory Miller. I guarantee you Obama, Susan Rice, Valerie Jarrett, Nancy Pelosi do not know or even remember who Dory Miller was. Dory Miller was a cook on the island of Oahu, and on December 7th, 1941, he was still in his cook's uniform, came out to help shoot down the Japanese attacks with a machine gun. They call this fella a hero, Dory Miller. Dory Miller. He died 2 years later, unfortunately, on a boat. This is a hero. He was the first African-American to get the Navy Cross. Dory Miller, keep that name in your thoughts, people of this audience. This is who a hero is.
Charles, thank you for the call. More of your phone calls coming up. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. This is The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com.
1-855-400-SAVAGE. You're listening to the Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, taking your phone calls. Let's go out to line 6. Melissa is listening on WMAL. Melissa, you're on the Savage Nation.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'm a veteran. I served in Iraq, and I have 2 points on this. One, sitting there agonizing over whether he was scared or maybe he'd had a bad tour and that's why he deserted, and we can understand, is a civilian luxury. You cannot be in the military and have that attitude, because if you forgive somebody for deserting, if that is not an enormously serious offense, you have no military. It's not practicable.
Right.
As an organizational ethos, the military can't operate that way. And my second point is that the same people who are willing to give him the benefit of the doubt, even though we have almost literally a confession written in his own blood, were not so, like, forgiving when it came to the Marines at Haditha, were guilty of a massacre before the bullet casings had cooled.
That is an excellent point, Melissa. And again, thank you for your service. More of your calls coming up. 1-855-400-7282. John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. This is the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
1-855-400-7282-1-855-400-SAVAGE. You're listening to the Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. I'd like you to join the program. Remember, our website is michaelsavage.com. Isn't it amazing that we have someone in a position of power like Susan Rice, the National Security Advisor? How can we have someone who's the National Security Advisor? You would think that the National Security Advisor would be a position. Now, when they speak, it is gold. It is take it to the bank. It is that we can count that this is going to be accurate, that this is going to be the truth, that we're getting the information right from the top, right from someone that you can depend on. And it's, again, another embarrassment. As she went on last Sunday and said that Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, the deserter, the traitor, that what did she say? Let's play for exactly what Susan Rice, your National Security Advisor, said.
I provided the best information that the U.S. government had at the time. Parts of it turned out to be wrong. I regret that the information I was provided was wrong and that I delivered to the American people. That doesn't make me a liar. That makes me a public servant trying to say what we knew at the time. And when I gave that information, I caveated it and noted that it was what we knew then and there, but it could well change.
He served the United States with honor and distinction.
What does that mean? It doesn't make me a liar. You have the truth, and then you have what you said. Are we going to really debate whether or not you lied? What else? So this is hardly the first rodeo for the National Security Advisor. Listen, you went out again. They sent you out and said he served with honor and distinction. Now we find out hardly, just the opposite. And you try to backtrack and say, well, you know, I wasn't lying. You know, the thing that really seems to stand out and resonate with people on this 70th anniversary of D-Day was last Saturday. You know, a lot of Americans were enjoying themselves last weekend. But it was the president that called the reporters to the Rose Garden. It was the president of the United States that called them to the Rose Garden. And here's what we learned. No one knew of this Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. No one knew about him until this was how President Obama described Bo Bergdahl less than 7 days ago.
His parents thought about him and prayed for him every single day, as did his sister Skye, who prayed for a safe return. He wasn't forgotten by his community in Idaho or the military, which rallied to support the Bergdahls through thick and thin. And he wasn't forgotten by his country, because the United States of America does not ever leave our men and women in uniform behind.
You know, that sounds good. And then his father, first the mother stepped up, and then the father stepped up to the platform. And years from now, even when President Obama's out of office, suddenly the words of the father stuck out to people. What? This? What do you mean, American hero? We're waiting for a POW to come back? This is what his father said was the first clue. Wait a minute. There's something amiss. Let's hear the father.
I'd like to say to Bo right now, who's having trouble speaking English, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, Zayabayim. I'm your father, Bo. The people of Afghanistan, the same.
The same?
The complicated nature of this recovery will never really be comprehended. To each and every single one who affected this in this country, in the service branches, at the State Department, throughout the whole of American government and around the world, at international governments around the world. Thank you so much. We just can't communicate the words this morning when we heard from the president.
A new low. Absolutely outrageous. Right there in our Rose Garden with the president. And look at how the more we've learned as the week went on. This was not a hero. This was not a POW. And he certainly did not serve with honor and distinction. And what do we find out now? Well, one of the five Taliban leaders freed in this terrorist trade. I don't know the trade deadline. They were right on the verge of the trade deadline. How about a traitor to be named later instead of this deserter, this defector? Instead, we find out now that one of the Taliban leaders has pledged to return to fight Americans in Afghanistan. An absolute disgrace. Herb on line one is listening on WBAP in Dallas. Herb, you're next on the Savage Nation. Hello, Herb.
Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome, Herb. Go right ahead.
In the early 60s, under Kennedy and Johnson, well, apparently we were under a different army than what we were when I was in, because this would have been a court-martial offense. But his father gave him away when he said he didn't understand English much anymore. So that meant that his father had communication with him while he was in the Taliban control. And that makes him a deserter.
That's right. Thank you for the call, Herb. Let's go to line six. Josh is listening on great radio station WJR in Michigan. Josh, you're next. This is John DePietro, and you're in the Savage Nation. Hello, Josh.
Hello, Savage Nation. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
I just have a quick point, and it's a question, and that is, are we now trusting terrorists? Because when we did an exchange for Bergdahl and those five Taliban generals,
yes,
you have to ask yourself this. Did we give those generals to Qatar before we got Bergdahl?
Right.
Or did we get Bergdahl before we dropped them off in Qatar?
That's right.
Either way, the administration is screwed on this one, because if we dropped those Taliban generals off before we got Bergdahl, that is infuriating. Because that means that we're trusting terrorists to keep up their end of a bargain.
That's right. That's right.
If we got Bergdahl first, then the administration is incompetent.
Yes.
Because they should have just simply said, screw you guys, I'm going home.
Right.
And kept the generals.
You're exactly right. Thank you for the call, Josh. Miri on line 8 is listening in Kansas City. Miri, you're next on the Savage Nation. Hello, Miri.
Oh, hello, and I would like to say God bless to our true heroes, the veterans of World War II on this day, and for all the true veterans that are heroes who served our country with courage and honor for my freedom under liberty and under God. I had four brothers who were in the service and two were in Vietnam. I'm really upset over this Bergdahl. He is a traitor, a deceiver, and he should be court-martialed. And I'd like to know also on the dad deal. oh, he just grew a beard right off the bat, you
right.
know, sympathetic to the Taliban, and then quickly learned the language, which is very good. Bergdahl also left, as the soldiers have stated, have left his weapons behind.
That's
an obvious. What about the emails?
Yep.
And as a hospice nurse, retired hospice nurse, I know that people who have died, my mother included, regress a lot of times to their original language they learned. And so if you're dying, say, like my mother, breast cancer, and she regressed to her original language on
right.
her deathbed, how can Bergdahl and his dad say, oh, and the government here, Obama, Susan B. Rice, and say, oh, he just happened to not remember English?
That is, Mary, thank you for the call. That is a great point. I mean, that is ridiculous. I think it was an excuse. The father wanted to speak Arabic in the Rose Garden, wanted to speak. They knew it would go worldwide. They were trying to make a statement. Let's go to line two. JW, who's listening on WMAL in Washington. JW, this is John DePietro, and you're next on the Savage Nation.
John, good afternoon. And to all the World War II vets and vets in general, thank you very much. John, what's bothering me is everyone saying that Obama and his administration are incompetent. No, they are not. The American voters are. And I say that for one reason, and it brings up a point from the Bible when people would rather believe a lie than the truth. Mr. Obama told everyone on national television with George Stephanopoulos that he was a Muslim. He stated that the most beautiful sound in the world to him is the Muslim call to prayer.
Yeah.
He told us plainly that if it ever came to a choice between siding with Muslims and America, he would have to side with Muslims.
How about the fact he forgot he was a Christian? I make that mistake all the time.
Now everyone is acting like this is some incompetence or whatever. The man has plainly told everyone in this country, even before he was elected, exactly what he thought, exactly what he wanted to do. Don't blame him. It's your own fault for not wanting to listen to what he actually said.
Thank you for the call, JW. Let's go to Richard on line six, who's listening on WABC in New York. Richard, this is John DePietro, and you're next on the Savage Nation.
Hi, John.
Hi, Richard.
You know, 70 years is a biblical lifetime, and it's been a single lifetime since the most stupendous military operation, perhaps, in all of history, was mounted to save freedom in the world. And in that single lifetime, we've gone from millions of men who, with their bodies and their hearts, exercise the courage of fighting tyranny. We have a Congress now of cowards, 435 men and women, none of whom, not one of whom, even the most plain-spoken among them, will stand up and finally do the duty that they swore to do to save this nation and say, here is a bill of impeachment against Barack Obama. It is time now to fight our generation's fight and save this nation.
Richard, did you think that it's risen to that level now?
I think it's gone far too long, but I certainly think at this point somebody has to do that, because
yeah.
I cannot imagine what we think we're waiting for.
Right. I thank you for the call, Richard. I think it has risen to that level, and I think people are awake about it as well. Let's go to line five. George is listening on WMAL in Washington, D.C. George, you're next on the Savage Nation. Hello, George.
Hi, how you doing?
Very well. Go right ahead, George.
Okay. I agree with the Obama decision to release, to get Bergdahl released. I hold my nose at it just the way that Krauthammer did for much of the same reasons. But this is the reason why I believe this, is that when we went into Afghanistan, the Taliban were the government there. We declared war on them in order to get the Al-Qaeda criminals who attacked us on 9/11. So arguably the Taliban people that we hold at Guantanamo are prisoners of war. And when the war is over, prisoners of war get released.
But, George, you don't have the Rose Garden ceremony. You don't have, you don't depict him, thank you for the call, as a POW. You don't depict him as we don't leave any man behind. You don't send Susan Rice out to say he served with honor and distinction. You say it's a lousy deal, but we had to get him. You don't try to portray this as this great act of being the president. 1-855-400-7282 is our phone number. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. We'll come back. More of your phone calls. This is the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282.
Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from. SwissAmerica.com.
I'm never surprised by controversies that are whipped up in Washington. Right? That's par for the course. But I'll repeat what I said 2 days ago. We have a basic principle. We do not leave anybody wearing the American uniform behind. We had a prisoner of war whose health had deteriorated, and we were deeply concerned about, and we saw an opportunity, and we seized it, and I make no apologies for that.
Who was the prisoner of war? Oh, you mean the deserter, the traitor, the newest member of the Taliban? This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, and you're listening to the Savage Nation, where you can join us. Just call 1-855-400-SAVAGE. That, of course, President Obama in Brussels trying to justify this move that has outraged all citizens, both sides of the aisle. And not only that, doing it right during the week of the 70th anniversary of D-Day. Let's go to line 10. Boris is listening on WABC in New York. Boris, you're on the Savage Nation. Or we'll go to Chad on line 8, who's listening in Minnesota. Chad, this is John DePietro, and you're on the Savage Nation. Hello, Chad.
Is that Ashley, Minneapolis, Kansas?
Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Go right ahead, Chad.
I don't sacrifice 5 queens for less than a pawn against chess. Obama should be brought up on charges for treason himself. He knew he was helping the Taliban.
I thank you for the call, Chad. I like the analogy of the I like the chess analogy, and I think it's accurate. Let's go to line, and you're on the Savage Nation. Let's go instead to Andrew in Wichita on the Savage Nation on line 6. Hello, Andrew.
Hello.
Hi, Andrew.
I'm just sitting here listening, and I don't think the American people really remember or really know what the government's for. We're running around out here. We're outraged, but they're for the people, of the people, by the people. We are in charge of this country. We have gone way too long letting people decide what we're eating and how much money to give us. We've gone way too long sitting on our butts getting fat on unemployment because we don't have the initiative to get out and mow some grass, pick up a weed whacker or something. And it's gone so far that now this guy can just do whatever he wants to do, push health care reform through our down our throats. He can go and break the laws that they set in place to keep him from making this very trade in 2005. 2000, whatever it was, when they made the law in the Congress to keep him from doing this very thing. And he does it anyways. He says, we didn't have time to take it to Congress. Really? You don't have time to follow the law? So where does the law,
Good point, Andrew. I don't think the controversy is going to go away. This is the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
We will always remember. We will always be proud. We will always be prepared so we may be always free.
What an incredible moment in our history, our finest president, at perhaps maybe his finest hour. You're listening to the Savage Nation. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage on this very special day. It's a holy day. It's a sacred day. It is D-Day. It is the 70th anniversary of D-Day, and how far we have come from those days 70 years ago. I love that speech. Folks, isn't it amazing? I mean, I've heard that a number of different times. It still gives you chills. And for anyone, maybe you're a veteran that served us, you were there, or like me, had a father that served in World War II. I mean, that was such an incredible, proud moment in our nation's history. But again, how ironic, fast forward to 2014, and how far we have fallen. With a president that doesn't know the definition of bravery, with a president that doesn't know the definition of courage, with a president and a staff that does not understand what it means for a soldier to serve with honor and distinction. Let's go to your phone calls. 1-855-400-7282. Let's go to line 10. Cindy is listening in Detroit on WJR. Cindy, you're on the Savage Nation with John DePietro. Hello, Cindy.
Hi, John.
Hello there, Cindy.
I salute the president for bringing this young man home. We need to send a message to our soldiers that it's okay not to hate. We must stop encouraging our military to hate the world. President Obama sets the right tone. We were wrong to attack the Taliban. We need to end the circle of hate, John. Please.
Cindy, first of all, thank you for your call. Circle of hate. We have the finest military in the world. They are trained to defend. Folks, do you hear the propaganda going out that the Obama administration is putting out to people? Circle of hate. I want to remind people, you know, this is the same Taliban that housed Al-Qaeda. This is the same Taliban that housed the people that attacked us on 9/11. This traitor, this defector, this deserter is not to be saluted. The president is not to be saluted. The military is there for one reason, to defend us. Think of the people around the world who would like to do us harm. Think of what happened 70 years ago. We would be speaking German or Japanese had we not jumped into action and saved the world. He is not to be saluted. The circle of hate, we liberate people. We liberate. We didn't stay and put down the flag in France. And you have dictators out there today that would do that, whether it be Putin or North Korea. We're to be saluted. We, the armed forces are to be saluted, not this act of celebrating. And yes, see, you know, I understand he's a young man. He's a young traitor. Would you say that about what the hijackers were young as well? And they were still killers. Line 4 is Mike, and he's listening on WMAL. Mike, you're on the Savage Nation. Hello, Mike.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I was listening on the radio, and I've never called in before, but I felt I just had to. There is a whole lot that we don't really know, and I understand that there are folks who like to jump out in front and be first with a soundbite. Whether his status is as a deserter or as a traitor, I think the chairman of the Joint Chiefs has not ruled that out, that we won't investigate. What we know is not a whole lot. We know that something wasn't going right in his head, and it wasn't going right in his head for quite a while, whether he walked away from his unit once or twice or numerous times. And so something's not right with him, and then he's been out there for 5 years. Now, I haven't been held as a prisoner or what have you for 5 years. I don't know what's going on in his head. He needs to get things straight over at Launch Stool. When he comes back to San Antonio, maybe down at the Warrior Center, Brooke Army Medical Center, maybe he can get things right, and then we can sort out what exactly he did. But I think for us to jump to conclusions...
Maybe he should be tried. Maybe he should face a military tribunal and be held accountable for his actions. And do you consider him a prisoner of war? Someone that leaves their post and goes to the other side, who's seen celebrating with the Taliban and teaching them badminton, and they gave him an AK-47? How about the men that went searching for him? He is not a prisoner of war. How about the fact his father completely disrespects our troops and the show they put on in the Rose Garden? Mike, we can disagree, and thank you for the call. He did not serve with honor and distinction, and he is not a hero like Cindy thinks and some of the other callers that we've had. And this supportive environment, my support goes to the families who lost a family member killed by the terrorists that we let go. Let's go to Leonard. Go right ahead, Leonard, on line 1, listening on KSFO. Leonard's on the Savage Nation. Hello, Leonard.
Good afternoon. I have listened to these people who are praising their fathers or uncles that were in World War II. I happen to have been there myself. I take great umbrage at these people taking such sides with this traitor, and I think it is disgusting. Now, I would like to tell you that we, in World War II, had 15 million men and women under arms. We had a population of 150 million in the country at that time, and that is a very high percentage of the total. Of those 15 million people in the armed services, we had one traitor, one of these people that deserted. On the 11th of November, 1944, a trial was held with nine officers conducting a one-day trial for this Army private on a charge of desertion. They found him guilty of desertion. His penalty, death by a firing squad. Within a month, General Dwight Eisenhower confirmed the execution. The following month, on the 31st of January, 1945, 12 soldiers, following normal procedures, carried out the execution in 15 minutes. His age was 25. He was then planted in an unmarked grave. No name, just a number in France. Most fitting, I thought. Let's hope that this new guy gets the same treatment. Some of us remember our history, but we're dealing with people that know no history today. They have no experience with what has happened in the past, and they have no interest in learning about it. In those days, we had laws. We had respect for the law. We didn't ignore them, particularly the president. And if you listen to what you said today on these people, Roosevelt and Reagan making their speeches, they said them. Those men, and listen in to what this guy Obama said today, it's I, me.
That's right.
I, me. He never gives credit to anybody.
That's right, Leonard.
There's one thing I also would like to say.
Go ahead, Leonard.
That we had in those days honor, morality, religion, and ethics. We had a saying that's been long forgotten. There are no atheists in a foxhole.
That's right.
Today, Bibles are prohibited on military bases.
Yep.
The same as in the country of Saudi Arabia.
Hmm.
We had pride in our country in those days, and its leaders who did what was best for the country, not what was best for them personally.
That's right.
I hope that everybody will remember how we have had deserters in the past. We shot them on the spot in 3 months. This is a most serious violation of the military code, and the penalty is equal to their transgression. It would be a pleasure to see the trial and the penalty carried out with the same time frame, less than 3 months, and plant this guy in an unmarked grave.
Leonard, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to John on line 3, listening on WMAL. John, you're next with John DePietro on the Savage Nation. Hello, John.
Yeah, I wanted to comment about FDR's speech on D-Day.
Yes.
You played it, and I caught the last part of it, and I was so impressed because it actually was a prayer. And he ended up with saying, "Thy will be done." But to listen to the last caller, and I think he said he was a World War II vet, he kind of gets us back to the gravity of desertion is, especially right. When you desert in a war zone.
Yep.
And has anybody forgotten about the note that he left?
That's right.
And, I mean, he told you he was deserting.
Yes.
He left his stuff there. I guess some of the stuff was either shipped out or he wanted some of his platoon mates to ship out his stuff. Incidentally, I've seen, I think, around six of his platoon on the Kelly file, and
yes,
they all voted that he's a deserter.
That is exactly right, John. Thank you for the call. 1-855-400-7282. Our website is michaelsavage.com. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, and this is The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
So they all, and they all knew the questionable circumstances of Bergdahl. I think the White House has made the situation for Bergdahl much worse. To take a guy who left under questionable circumstances where there were allegations of desertion, and to put his family in the White House.
Good point.
And to make it look like this great hero is coming back, horribly handled by a White House that I believe is in a state of panic.
He served the United States with honor and distinction.
That is Rudy Giuliani, and that is Susan Rice with Team Obama. This is John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage. You're listening. This is The Savage Nation on the 70th anniversary of D-Day. Let's go to line two. Joe is in Michigan, listening on WJR. Joe, you're next on The Savage Nation. Hello, Joe.
Hey, John. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I'd just like to say, I think he's just poking poking us with a stick again. Everything he does is calculated. And maybe McCain wanted some more of his Taliban generals to go help out in Syria.
Well, thank you for the call, Joe. If the president was trying to poke the stick and upset veterans, he has succeeded, without question. You know, of all the different scandals that this White House has been involved in, I think they have stumbled into one that across the board, everyone understands it is highlighted with the backdrop of D-Day, and the entire nation is upset about it. Let's go to David on line four, listening on WSB. David, this is John DePietro, and you're on the Savage Nation.
Hey, John. Thank you for my call, brother.
Welcome, David.
Thank you for your service. You know, we don't give in to terrorism. We don't give in to communism. We just take and support this country. And, you know, people like me and you that served our country, you know, we're just highly insulted by what this guy is doing, destroying the country that we can't do nothing about. You know, it's not like, you know, we go to war again and he's there, you know, things happen. But
David,
I just don't understand what his problem is in letting go five people for one guy that's a deserter, you know?
David, you're exactly right. Thank you for the call. You can follow me on Twitter. It's John DePietro Show, no eyes, and also the Facebook page, John DePietro Hyphen Radio. I want to thank Robert and Neil and also the doctor himself. You've been listening. John DePietro sitting in for Dr. Michael Savage, and this is The Savage Nation.
That will let all men live in freedom. Thy will be done, Almighty God.
Savage.